Hello, and thanks for coming back to join me for the Final Five. This is a bonus episode to the conversations I have every Wednesday, where all season long I'm asking the same five questions to each guest. Today, Misha Oshorovich is with me again to give his own thoughts to these questions. Here we go! All right, Misha, so tell me, if you could have any other job outside of the arts, what would it be?
I think it's incredibly academic, but I think it would be historian or something to do with history. And obviously that lends itself a little bit to the arts, but I mean, I spend my time listening to history podcasts. I just finished like a, I think, 13-hour craziness podcast situation about ancient Rome. Like, it's fascinating.
And Rome is as you said, it's utterly fascinating.
Yes.
Like the history, the Roman mythology, the Roman Empire.
Everything.
All of that. Yeah. I was just in Rome last year and it was a joy to just be in the city.
Yeah, and it's incredible. And, you know, I think absolutely something to do with history. Or honestly, and I've genuinely considered this something to do with mental health. I, outside of using my artistic platform for it, I've seriously considered at times finding out if there's more technical and logistical ways that I can get involved with mental health advocacy and working with actual patient to patient.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So that either of those.
Yeah. And who knows? I'm sure through the arts, you can accomplish both of those.
I certainly hope so.
Yes. Number two, what is a bucket list role or show that you still have yet to do?
Oh, Equus. God. Oh, I want to play.
You know, having seen you now
In
person and watching your Instagram and on social media, I can see that would be a role that you would just tear up.
I auditioned for it a few times in my life, but I got very far in callbacks once. And it was just like, it's something that I know I could sink my teeth into And just like murder. I'm putting it out there. I'm going to do it. It's going to happen.
I mean, talk about a cathartic role too.
Yeah.
That, I mean,
a release.
Yeah. You're out there. No holding back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number three, who do you look up to? A mentor or someone who inspires you?
I think everybody, and mine vacillates, has, you know, their more famous or more well-known role models, but I'm actually going to call him out. My very dear friend who I'm moving to LA with, who you know, Michael Lors.
Mm-hmm.
I look up to him a lot, and I think the one of the reasons that we're deciding to live together and start our venture in LA together is because we balance each other out. He's very good at things that I'm not. He's very good at self-care in a very even keel, consistent way. He's very good at empathy beyond all else, just a crazy amount of perception and human awareness about other people's emotions. People turn to him for a reason. I aspire to be as kind and as generous of a human being as he is. And those lessons have become far more important to me in life recently than, you know, say, like an acting tip or a rehearsal,
right?
Something or other. So, Michael, yeah.
Yeah, because first and foremost, we are human before we are actor, before we are anything else.
Yeah, and I think he's really good at being that thing, human.
All right, number four, name a lesson or trait that took you a while to learn or one that you're still learning to this day.
It took me a while to learn that the most likable thing about any individual person is how much they like themselves. And I know that kind of speaks back to a lot of the conversation we had before, but I'm still learning this. And every time, without fail, I fall into trying to be something for somebody else, look a certain way, act a certain way, speak a certain way. God knows, you know, I go up for those 14, 15-year-olds and I was talking about what I do with my voice. And every time.
So enjoy that baby face while you have it.
Oh, you know I will. it's owning, loving, and being very celebratory about myself. Because that is what I'm wildly attracted to in other people. So I'm learning slowly how to do that for myself.
And it can also be what turns me off whenever people are self-deprecating. Mm-hmm. They tear themselves down. It's like, oh, I'm stupid. Messed up. I mean, when people like talk themselves down, it's one of my most annoying things. And the thing is, it's also because I see that in myself.
Well, we hate in others what we hate in ourselves.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes. I mean, I have literally said the words, oh, Patrick, you're so stupid. I mean, I've said that out loud to myself. So I deal with that myself, but it's also what I hate in other people whenever I see that, because I mean, no matter where we are, no matter what we've done, there's very few things in our life that are that monumental that are like life ending. It's like, nope, okay, I've done it. I can't come back from this. My life's over.
And sure.
It's like, no, we all do stupid things, but that doesn't mean that we are stupid or right. are incomplete in some way.
Mm-hmm.
We just pick up. All right, let's do it again.
And hopefully you have enough of a well, and I talk about the well a lot in my life, but a well of self-love and of faith in yourself that you can draw from when you hit some of those mm-hmm. lower points.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's something that I'm still learning and fostering, but I think that's the lesson that I'm working with right now.
Yeah, I love that. All right, and finally, number five, what is the best advice that you've received?
Ooh, I feel like this needs to be terribly intelligent.
this is the final question, so it needs to be the most profound.
You know, it's a very simple thing that a lot of actors come up against, but I think we all forget it from time to time. One of my castmates from the TV show that I just did is just a far more experienced auditioner, I'd say, than me, and he's always, you know, testing for this, going in for that. And I recently, like I was saying, I tested for a role on a TV show, and I was, you know, freaking out a little bit beforehand, like, do I do anything more? Do I work on my audition more? How do I dress? And my friend says to me, you can't worry about that. You have to go in there and show them exactly who you are, because now they know you can act. It's about, do they want to work with you? Do they jive with your energy? And none of that, kind of going back to what we were saying before about, you know, loving yourself, none of that will shine through if you don't own yourself. So it was a big moment of just like clarity, like right then. My job, oddly enough, is to be myself and just myself. Mm. I can't be something else. I only have so many Mishas inside of me. I can't be something that's not Misha. That's not useful to anybody. So it was that very classic be yourself lesson in a moment when I really needed it.
Yeah.
When I was stressing out about trying to be something else, and my friend was like, no, calm down, take a breath. You are some version of what they're looking for. Now just go show them that.
I love that. Well, thank you for showing part of yourself here on the podcast.
Happy to.